The question for today is, what does the Bible really teach about death? Are our loved ones in heaven, hell, purgatory, or are they just unconscious? Here are a few key scriptures regarding the state of the dead. His breath goes forth, he returns to his earth, in that very day his thoughts perish. Psalms 146 verse 4. Psalm 6 verse 5 goes on to say, "For in death there is no remembrance of thee, in the grave who shall give thee thanks? The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence." Psalms 115 verse 17. "For that which befalls the sons of men befalls beasts, even one thing befalls them, as the one dies, so dies the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man has no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity, all go unto one place, all are off the dust, and all turn to dust again." Ecclesiastes 3, verse 19 and 20. "For the living know they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten." Ecclesiastes 9, verse 5. "Whatsoever thy hand finds to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest." Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10. "So man lies down and rises not till the heavens be no more. They shall not wake, nor be raised out of their sleep." Job 14, verse 12. "If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait, till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hand." Job 14, verse 14 and 15. Jesus plainly said, "And no man hath ascended up to heaven," John 3, verse 13, "but he himself who just came down from heaven." These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. Hebrews 11, verse 13 and 19. All go to the graves with no conscious thought until the resurrection of the dead. These verses are backed up and verified by Philippians 3, verse 21, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1 to 17, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 to 54, and many other scriptures. And remember, Jesus said, the scripture cannot be broken. All the scriptures have to blend harmoniously. The Apostle Paul verified that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16.